You're listening to SBS News.
Widespread concerns are being voiced over the new COVID-19 variant named Omicron by the World Health Organization as it designated it a variant of concern. South Africa's President Cyril Ramaphosa says he's deeply disappointed by the countries that rapidly imposed travel bans after hearing about the new variant.
We are deeply disappointed by the decision of several countries to prohibit travel from a number of Southern African countries, including our own, following the identification of the Omicron variant. This is a clear and completely unjustified departure from the commitment that many of these countries made at the meeting of the G20 countries in Rome last month.
Mr. Ramaphosa says many South Africans feel they're being punished for their transparency and hard work in monitoring the way the virus is mutating.
Now, these restrictions are completely unjustified and unfairly discriminate against our country and our Southern African sister countries. The prohibition of travel is not informed by science, nor will it be effective in preventing the spread of this variant. The only thing the prohibition on travel will do is to further damage the economies of the affected countries and undermine their ability to respond to and also to recover from the pandemic.
First reported by the World Health Organization last Wednesday, Omicron has so far been detected in relatively small numbers, mainly in Southern Africa, Hong Kong, Germany, Britain, Belgium, the Netherlands, Australia and Israel. But scientists are concerned by its high number of mutations, 50, most of which are in the spike protein, raising concerns it might be more vaccine resistant and transmissible. But a South African doctor who was among those to suspect a new variant of the coronavirus says symptoms of the Omicron variant are so far mild and could be treated at home. The chair of South African Medical Association, Dr. Angelique Kurtze, says in mid-November she saw 7 patients who had mild symptoms that were different from the currently dominant Delta variant.
So far, we've only seen breakthrough infections, not severe infections. Again, might change. We're not saying the virus is not going to give you severe infections.
Okay.
But the whole hype out there doesn't make any sense, medical sense at this stage.
In the United States, top infectious disease official Dr. Anthony Fauci is considerably more alarmed. He warns the Omicron coronavirus variant is easily transmissible and might override any existing immunity received from vaccines or prior infection.
The profile of the mutation strongly suggests that it's going to have an advantage in transmissibility and that it might evade immune protection that you would get, for example, from a monoclonal antibody or from the convalescent serum after a person's been infected and possibly even against some of the vaccine-induced antibodies. So it's not necessarily that that's going to happen, but it's a strong indication that we really need to be prepared for that.
He says it adds urgency to vaccination drives.
So this is a clarion call, as far as I'm concerned, of saying, let's put aside all of these differences that we have and say, if you're not vaccinated, get vaccinated. If you're fully vaccinated, get boosted and get the children vaccinated also.
The president of the European Commission, Ursula von der Leyen, agrees.
We really have to use this time because there are precautionary actions we can take. First and foremost, highest priority is vaccinate, vaccinate, vaccinate. Boost, boost, boost as much as is possible, because this boosting or vaccination raises the level of antibodies and stimulates the memory cells for COVID viruses. Therefore, this is the police of the immune system that you are reinforcing during that time.
Vaccine manufacturer Moderna's chief medical officer says if a new vaccine is needed to tackle the Omicron variant, it would likely be ready early next year. Dr. Paul Burton has told the BBC it will take a couple of weeks to know whether the current available vaccines can provide protection against the variant.
We should know about the ability of the current vaccine to provide protection in the next couple of weeks. But the remarkable thing about the mRNA vaccines, the Moderna platform, is that we can move very fast.
For health and support measures currently in place in response to the COVID-19 pandemic in your language, visit sbs.com.au/coronavirus. Alan Lee, SBS News.